Let's first, though, get ourselves out to NASREC and to the ANC's NEC meeting. The key people involved in this have been arriving in dribs and drabs. I don't think there have been any buses or large vehicles with loads of them. But keeping an eye on things is Thabiso Gqoba, EWN reporter, who joins us now. Thabiso, welcome. Have you managed to speak to anyone? And if so, who and what did they say? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Well, just to set the scene, we have managed to speak to Zizi Gqoba. As you know, John, the meeting was supposed to start at 2 p.m., but as we are here right now, the meeting has not begun. NEC members are still arriving. We managed to speak to Zizi Gqoba just to try and get a sense of him, of where, you know, where the party is at the moment. And Zizi Gqoba is like, all my contributions will be held for the meeting, but we are going to go in there and discuss. And now, just to set the scene, John, about 2 minutes ago, a private motorcade came in with these dark cars, which with a private state security emblem. Now, this emblem is usually reserved for the president and the deputy president. We still haven't seen who the person is, but we do know that Thabo Mbeki, he was here earlier, the former president is here as an ex-official member, as an ex-president. He was here. We do not know whether President Cyril Ramaphosa will be here. As you know, this is a meeting essentially about him. So it is still in the air whether he does attend a meeting where they're going to be discussing him. But you do also remember that he is an NEC member. So that's a bit of an issue right now. But however, Upol Mashatile, as I'm speaking to you right now, he is about to address the media. So I imagine that as soon as he finishes addressing the media, they are going to go back in and have their ordinary meeting.
Yeah, I think we should probably let you then get to that briefing from Paul Mashatile. Quick question, though. Any sign of caterers?
Caterers.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to be there for a long, long time.
Yes, well, this is the Johannesburg Expo Center. So there is, it's not just the ANC meeting that is happening.
Yes.
There is other stuff that is happening. But yes, there has been catering. I'm not sure if there is catering for us media. But yeah. I will say this, it's very interesting, John, that this NEC meeting, in less than 2 weeks, it will be disbanded. As we said yesterday, new NEC members have been nominated. So in 2 weeks, this will be disbanded. And after the conference, we'll have an NEC. Now, they have a very big decision to make between that time, whether, do they wait for the new NEC to have a new mandate? Or does this NEC, which is going to be disbanded in 2 weeks, make a decision about recalling the president or exonerating him? So, it is a lot of interesting things up in the air.
Yeah, indeed. And Thabiso Gqoba really setting the scene for a key element of that electoral conference, that NEC, if this issue is passed on to them, or even if it's not passed on formally, could undo any decisions that are made today. Something I must admit I hadn't thought about. Thabiso Gqoba will head out, I'm sure, to that briefing from Paul Mashatile, Acting General Secretary of the African National Congress. And we'll get an update from him if there's any particular things we need to hear about. Don't forget, of course, news updates at 3:30 and again at 4:00. So you can keep up with this fast-breaking story there. 18 minutes past 3:00.